This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Leah from Newsround. It's Friday, the 22nd of July. Coming up, racers rev up for the German Grand Prix and Rooney shirts are the number one buy. But first to Somalia, where the United Nations are preparing to airlift food parcels to drought victims. While thousands have managed to make it to refugee camps in Ethiopia and Kenya, many more are struggling to survive inside Somalia. The BBC's reporter in East Africa, Will Ross, has been to a camp in the capital of Somalia, Mogadishu. At the camp, he met Nur Ali, a UN worker who has been helping children there.
The family have been working so long. They are coming like the last stage of malnutrition. Our product may not help that child because of their severely malnourished children.
So sometimes they get here too late.
Yeah, they reach here too late.
Many of the children have made long, hard journeys from the south of the country. Much of the south is controlled by a militant group called Al-Shabaab, and they don't want any outside help for drought victims. In fact, they say aid organisations are saying the drought is worse than it is to make Somalia look bad. But the BBC's Will Ross says it's clear the people arriving from the south are in desperate need of help. Next to the US, where a heatwave is sweeping across central and eastern parts of the country. 17 states have seen temperatures soar to a sweltering 43 degrees centigrade. At least 22 people have died because of the extreme weather, and many more are being treated for heat exhaustion. Forecasters say the record temperatures aren't likely to fall until Sunday at the earliest. Sport now, and it's the German Grand Prix this weekend, but some commentators reckon the title race is already over. Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel is a whopping 80 points clear of his nearest rivals, but former champ Jenson Button says there's still time to turn things around.
Here I think we'll be a lot more competitive with the Ferrari and the Red Bull. I don't know, you know, at the previous race at Silverstone we had their pace. I'd say it was even a little bit better in the race, so we'll have to wait and see.
And finally, Wayne Rooney is the name that footy fans want on their back. The Manchester United striker has topped a survey of worldwide kit sales for Premier League clubs. It's the first time Rooney has been number one. He knocked Fernando Torres off the top spot. And just before we go, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you what you call a baby shark. And the answer is... a pup. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We are back on Monday.